Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right.
You look well.
Thanks. Good to see you.
And you.
Mm-hmm. Now come here. I have one question for you.
Come on.
What is this?
This?
Mm-hmm.
This is your worst nightmare.
A private phone call that doesn't leave a voicemail or a text to follow up?
No! It's a podcast for Smelling Sunset.
Oh yeah. Sorry, I forgot.
Well, it's called Smelling Sunset. I've absolutely fucked that. It's called Smelling Sunset. It's about Smelling Sunset.
Selling Sunset, the Netflix TV show where ladies, for the most part, walk about giant homes and try to sell them to rich people.
Yep.
And have interpersonal dramas and beefs.
Yes. Multiple beefs. Yeah, we're on series 6, episode 4, Between You and Bree. Love it. Great name.
It is a... They're actually kind of killing it with the episode titles this series.
You can tell they've got excited by a new character whose name is Bree, because they're like... What was... There was one before that was like... TBD on Brie.
Yeah.
I like that.
Maybe just every episode will have Brie in it somehow.
It should, just like most food items.
Yeah.
Anyway, good episode?
I think so. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I didn't hate it. It was under 30 minutes, which is my main requirement, so I'm happy.
It was gorgeous. I'm going to say, it started off slow. We started off with Brie in some house and Heather showed up.
Yeah, it was house heavy. 8 bed, 14 bathrooms.
Insane!
Also... 3 powder rooms. What are they? Talc, baking, and white?
It was too many bathrooms for the house.
Yeah. You can tell Brie's very intelligent because she used the word caliber.
Did she use it correctly?
Yeah, she's like, I'm in real estate and I can sell houses of this caliber. I was like, whoa!
Whoa, she's got word of the day toilet paper.
Is that a thing?
If it isn't, it should be. I was thinking we were kind of being sold this house more than usual. There was a lot of like shots of this house.
Yeah. Do you think there was an ulterior motive to sell it to us? Cause
yeah, I do.
I'll buy it.
I'm thinking. I'm putting an offer on this. How much was it? Like 25 mil?
It was too much. I just at one point went, oh, look at that square footage. Because like the rooms were massive.
They were huge. And then one room down in the basement just had... so much space with nothing.
Yeah, I think that was maybe for cars.
Was it? But that was beside the spa.
It had loads of mirrors, and then I was like, do the cars just look at themselves? So maybe it wasn't a car park.
I feel like potentially it's like a little dance floor.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she said something about like, it can be a party area. Like,
yeah.
Anything can be a party area.
If you try hard enough.
Put your mind to it. Mm. There was a slight bit of a gym section. And the most deflated gym ball I've ever seen. It was like, that has not been used in years.
They correct. Were like, this gym ball that we have used for a scene setting in this gym area, how do we make sure that it doesn't roll around the scene while Heather and Brett are walking around? I know, it's deflated a tiny bit.
Like, they deflated it probably a quarter of it.
Yeah,
so it was just... so, like, saggy.
Unlike any of the ladies in the cast, it was flat-bottomed.
Oh, let's go. They love that. Yeah, then they sat down and did like a bit of a fucking debrief.
As per.
And then at one point Heather said, I hear you, girl. Like, she said it so whitely.
Heather is... she makes me laugh.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I don't think she means to.
Much like the bump on her, she's growing on me.
Like, oh, wow.
Yeah, thanks. Just thought of that. Yeah, she's fine.
And as you said, what a neat little bump.
Honest to God, I don't want to start a conspiracy, but like, how is it just in her tummy?
She's like what am I trying to say here?
She looks better than any of us ever could.
Yeah, she's the ideal of what pregnancy people would want it to be. She's just,
yeah,
she looks terrific.
If you were to advertise pregnancy,
yeah,
which it doesn't need.
No.
But yeah, she would be the poster girl.
She for everything she said, she's like, I'm not sick, I feel fine, I actually feel better than usual.
Yeah, she didn't even get like a little bit of morning sickness. She's just like, alright,
she's fine,
she's better than all of us.
Brie brings up the thing, the little argument she had with Emma, where she was like marking her territory, pissing on her client just to make sure that Emma stayed away.
We all do it. And then there was a scene stealer.
Yeah, fucking horsefly comes in.
Big fucking bug. Was it a horsefly? It's like, that's the biggest bee I've ever seen. It was so large.
Anytime a fly is quite large, my mom will call it a horsefly. So I would just call it a horsefly.
So hungry, I could eat a horsefly.
Ugh.
It probably has like 20,000 followers on Twitter now. Remember when that used to be a thing? Like something would happen on live TV and then someone would set up an account
Oh, yeah.
for the item. Who would do that? I thought maybe it was like the ghost of Davina from Burning Man. Aww. Just like, hey guys.
Sorry, I'm astral projecting right now.
You know how it is.
At Burning Man, anything goes, man. Whoa.
You guys should be here.
And then they kind of just left the house to the fly. The fly is like the buyer now.
That ended the scene. I was like, all right, it's his now.
They were just getting going and they're like, oh my God.
Like, nope. I respect it. I would do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Chelsea and Emma arrive for a bev.
Yeah, they go for a little bev. There's a weird chat about sparkling rosé or something.
Yeah, Chelsea is so confused about the concept of still or sparkling rosé because the waiter asks, like, still or sparkling in terms of water. And then Chelsea's like, there's still rosé. I'm like, there is still
there
rosé.
There is a flat rosé.
Yeah.
And a sparkling. Like, even that's easy to understand. She's
so confused.
She asked for some nuts and then Emma was like, we love nuts. It was just such bad, like, comedy in that whole scene. No one was funny.
Emma is such a kook.
It's a great word. Kooky Emma.
I wrote down, Chelsea's dressed like she's, and I honestly could not come up with anything that she's dressed like. She looks insane.
Yeah, I thought, like, either a Spice Girls music video.
Yeah.
Or, like, a Big Brother contestant from, like, the early 2000s who was there to, like, cause a stir.
Yeah, or potentially, like, what someone in the mid-90s thought people in the future would dress like.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, great.
They chat about Brie. Chelsea calls it, she's like, Mrs. Brie, and she's like, oh, well, I mean, Ms. Brie.
She's like, she has such a Brie in her bonnet.
Whoa!
She does! Like, God, good life.
It was... Yeah, she's being very, very judgmental and rude, to be honest.
Yeah, especially this episode, she's really annoyed me about how, like, mean she is about Brie. Like, that's absolutely fine if you don't like someone, but you don't have to use every bit of airtime to bitch about them and be mean about their lifestyle.
Yeah, and she's making it very, very personal. If she doesn't like how Brie acts towards her, fair enough. But she's like, I don't understand her lifestyle and therefore I hate this woman.
Yeah, and she keeps bringing up the whole Christian thing. She's like, as a Christian, I don't like... Like, that's not the flex you think it is.
It's fucking stupid, but I will say when we get to it, we're getting to it now, I guess, I did find that very funny.
There's
something, like, to laugh at.
Okay.
To laugh at.
Yeah, okay.
To be like, as a Christian, that's not for me.
Yeah. It's just something that you think is really, like, impressive. Like, as an ultra marathon runner, no one cares, you know?
Yeah, it's stupid. As someone who can drink coffee after 4.
Yeah, that's actually very impressive to me. That's fucking cool.
But Emma's also not happy with Brie. She's not happy with how hard Brie came for her in the party they had the other day about her client.
Yeah.
So Emma's not happy with Brie, so the two of them are in the anti-Brie club.
They're lactose intolerant.
Mm-hmm.
Mary and Amanda go for a walk.
Yeah, Mary in the fucking chunkiest heels.
They looked like half of All Saints to me. You know, All Saints had, like, that cool vibe where they all dressed a little bit different but exactly the same.
Yeah, okay.
That's how I felt.
Yeah, I can see it. All Saints are cool.
Oh, they are cool.
We love All Saints.
I like them so much more than the Spice Girls. I was always Team All Saints.
You're a little saint. Yeah. I was a little sinner.
I saw them a couple of years ago and they are keeping it tight.
Yeah, me too. They were...
Oh, we saw them separately.
We did see them separately, but we both compared notes afterwards and our notes just said, they're keeping it tight.
They're keeping it tight. And they haven't aged today. Anyway, that's another podcast.
God, we should make that podcast. Then we get some sad chats.
Yeah, Amanda's having a tough time. Mm-hmm. Nothing funny to say there. Just... No.
She's having a bad time. I will just say it's a really good thing that Mary and her hard nipples are there for her in this difficult time.
The way you noticed that, and we had to rewind to confirm, like, it was half a second of the most rock hard nipple I've ever seen when she got up to hug.
She could fucking steal a diamond from a glass case with those nipples.
She could chisel a sculpture with that. Like, rock hard. Go. We should get the timestamp, but that's fucked up. But honestly, if you saw that scene, oh my God. Okay, is that everything for that?
That's everything from there. Heather's having a little birthday party.
Yeah, boring as shit. It's like Brie, Emma, Chriselle, Chelsea and Heather.
Yeah.
Having some food and drinks.
It was boring until I think Heather said something about mirror blowjobs.
Yeah, I have a few questions.
Mm-hmm.
Are you blowing the mirror?
I can only assume yes.
Okay. Fine, whatever you're into.
You have any other questions?
I actually thought if you said no, I had more follows, but because you said yes, they're all
okay, great.
All coverage. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm not an expert on this. I have no idea what the fuck she was
I've
talking
never
about.
Had a mirror. Heather's 35.
She is 35.
Keeping it tight.
I mean, 35's not old.
It's significantly older than me, so yeah.
It's not that much older than you.
It's 3 years as of right now. Yeah, listen, the party was boring.
But we do get an actual, what seems very sincere, apology from Brie to both Chelsea and Heather about how she acted at,
Burning Man.
Not to Heather, to Emma. Sorry, I got confused. She apologises to Chelsea and Emma about how she acted at, was it Chelsea's open house? Yeah, it was Chelsea's open house. Because she's apologising to Chelsea for how she acted, and she apologised to Emma because of the fight they had.
She also resisted the urge to be like, also, why the fuck did you bring two of your friends from the past who you knew, like, I didn't get on with? Like,
yeah, that was...
she could have dropped that. She didn't.
No, she didn't.
Fair play.
It was very, it was sincere. It was nice. And Emma immediately was like, let me stop you right now.
And it seemed like she was going to go off. No,
I love that you just did that. It was so sweet and so, so sincere, brave. So amazing. And I am in love with you for doing that. Oh my God.
She, yeah, I, it was wholesome.
And Chelsea's like, like a little fucking sourpuss on her, like,
I don't agree. Christians never forgive, famously. Also, they were sitting Last Supper style. Did you see that? The camera was obviously facing the table. They were all, like, around one side of it.
Yes. Which one is Jesus, then? Chriselle?
It would have been either Chriselle or Heather. Let's say Chriselle.
Let's say Chriselle.
Cool.
Chriselle then brings up the Nicole issue. She chats about how it needs to be sorted and she's not happy with how things are going.
Yeah, I kind of got a vibe a lot of them didn't like Nicole.
Yeah, the temperature in the room dropped a couple of degrees when Nicole came up.
That's poetic.
Yeah, you can sort of tell none of them are seemingly Nicole's biggest fans. Like, even Heather was like, yeah, I heard from Nicole, and she like makes a really... she makes it sound like she's correct when she talks to you.
Yeah.
But the way Heather spoke about it, I was like, no, you're seeing through her.
They've also worked with her for a long time before she's technically been on the show. So, like, I mean, yeah. They've formed enough opinions by now.
Mm. Speaking of Nicole.
Oh, yeah. Mary and Nicole go to look at some house.
Yeah.
That Mary's buying for, like, two people in the fucking UK that do events. I don't know. Who gives a shit?
They do events. But I heard that they do... Adult Hunters.
Yeah, and it was Adele concerts.
I think I need to get my ears checked. Syringe. What the fuck is an Adult Hunter event?
I'm sure that if we were to Google that, which I'm not.
I'm going to assume it's like when the super rich people just like hunt people for sports.
Adults, but like poorer than them.
Yeah.
Cool. The house was ugly as shit. It had like Jane Norman vibe chandeliers. I'd love to talk about chandeliers for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should. I don't like them. I've never seen a chandelier and thought, that's such a cool display of wealth and looks great.
What a hot take.
Thank you. And brave, I would say.
Yeah, very brave.
Emma would be like, can I just stop you right there?
The chandelier community are going to come at you.
You know what? They should. The shandies are getting taken down.
I actually thought that the houses episode were going off.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. There was something I didn't like. I did not notice any chandeliers in this house, but I did like...
there was one in the bathroom. Like,
the houses, I know the houses are always big, but mm-hmm. for some reason the house in this episode seemed fucking ginormous.
Yeah, this was a showboating episode.
It was
show house.
Yeah, next episode Chriselle's like, I'm selling a houseboat.
I'd actually love to see that. I keep seeing on TikTok like people that live on boats in like Amsterdam. I'm like, they're beautiful.
I mean,
I get seasick though, so I couldn't.
Yeah, so they're there, and then Nicole brings up the Chriselle thing. So unlike Chriselle bringing up the Nicole thing with all the little gals at their party, Nicole bringing up the Chriselle thing is to their current boss / person who's like, who it's their job to try and fix this shit.
Yeah.
There's a difference there. Chriselle's just fucking bitching on a night out. Nicole is like, oh, while I have you,
mm-hmm.
let's talk about this shit so I have your ear so that you're going to be on my side. It was just not great.
Yeah. I just really like that Nicole said Chriselle called her a clown on Instagram. Beautiful. I'm sorry, but that's... like, she called me a clown. Like, how... and Mary didn't even crack a smile. Like, that's funny.
It is funny.
Mary's so conflict avoidant.
Oh my God. God.
And same, so I get it. But, like, she really, as a manager, I think you need to
She is fucking terrible at this.
She's like, we'll just wait till Jason gets back. It's like, no, you should deal with it a little bit.
Yeah. And Mary's like, we need to put a pin in it. We need to blah, 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 blah. And, like, Nicole's like, I have put a pin in it. Then why are you bringing it up, girly?
Yeah.
Why are you chatting about it right now?
There was some really bad audio editing, and I know we can talk, but, like, there was really bad audio editing during that scene where, like, Nicole was like, and then she said, the next morning, that I couldn't, like, the fucking, it was just so clearly recorded in the studio. Like, I can't believe she did that. And another thing, it was shocking.
Yeah, then they, like, Mary sort of goes, I can't talk about it, and, like, walks away. But then they awkwardly both have to walk to their cars that are in the same place.
And both cars were facing opposite directions, so they drove off.
It was...
in their fucking Porsche Jeeps. Like, I don't feel sorry for anyone here.
Beautifully shot. Very dramatic.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
Oh, then we're back in the office. The girls are arriving into the office, and we get the shocker from Chelsea about after Heather's birthday, all the non-pregnant ladies went out for a few more drinkies, and while they were out, Brie finds out from fucking Instagram or something that her baby daddy Nick Cannon had another baby with another woman that she had no idea that it was happening.
Weird to chat about when Brie isn't there. Like, it felt like, why are we talking about this? But I guess that's the whole essence of the show.
Exactly.
I also can't keep track. Like, I feel like since this was filmed, he's maybe had like two or three more.
Yeah, I think so.
She's lived through this again.
It's amazing how this phenomenon of Nick Cannon impregnating women has impacted this show. And now I'm like, which shows is it going to impact next?
Lorraine?
Who knows? Like, fucking
Love Island?
Ireland's Fittest Family?
Yeah, there's nothing he won't touch. Nuacht. He's banged up half of Nuacht.
So they're all chatting about it, and Chelsea's being very fucking judgmental, as per usual, and being kind of an ass about it. She makes, like, one good point that I heard and was like, yeah, cool, where she's talking about how open relationships are based on communication, and the fact that this wasn't communicated to her must have really blindsided her. And I was like, yeah, that's a really good point. I feel like Chelsea's, like, one or two steps away from realizing Bree's not a fucking bad guy here, but she's too uppity to get there.
Yeah, she came across more bad than good.
Yeah.
She just has a lot of opinions on it, and, like, it's none of your business.
Yeah. Amanda makes a really good point that, like, Chelsea being very judgmental and Bree's not there to defend herself, and she's like, what's Chelsea said about me? How judgmental has Chelsea been about me in the past?
I agree. Amanda kind of participated, but said, like, nice things. Like, yeah, she loves your kid.
Yeah, it felt like everyone was on Bree's side. They were like, whoa, this is fucking insane. Poor Bree. Except for Chelsea. She was like, well, she's brought it on herself, actually.
Yeah. I also, Davina's desk was empty in the back, and I really wanted her input. Like, just her line of the episode, which would be like, oh man, that sucks. I wanted Davina.
If you looked really closely, there was a little fly on the desk. Guys, I'm trapped here.
Still burning, man. It was
a dramatic end. I'm excited to see how... because I think Brie is actually quite, like, as you said earlier, she's quite eloquent. She's quite, like...
she uses the word caliber, like, she's smart.
She can explain herself really well, and I'm not excited. I'm interested to hear how she talks about this situation in the next episode.
Yeah, which no doubt they will debrief, pun intended.
Ooh.
Yeah, good episode. Enough meat to keep us going.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, and I'm excited to see what happens next.
Yeah, me too. Could go anywhere. We're only 4 episodes into 10.
Oh my god, we're almost done.
Nice! Okay, well, thanks for listening.
We'll talk to you soon, I guess.
We'll be back to do it all again. Go on, leave you go.
Bye!
Bye!